My favorite team just won the World Cup, Siobhan. I'm so excited.
Wow, this is amazing. Soccer has that feel to it where you just have so much energy and you can't wait to see who's going to score next.
That's right, English for You listeners. We're talking today about soccer, the global game. It's our sports unit and it's a three-day unit all about this game played all around the world.
We are so lucky because soccer really is a global game. It's one of those sports that everywhere in the world can watch, appreciate, play, and just have a great time looking at it.
That's right. Well, over the next 3 days, we'll learn all about this game, a little bit of its history, and some of the famous people you've heard about that play soccer. With that in mind, let's jump right into day one. Open your magazines to June 19th and follow along as Siobhan and I read the first part of Soccer, the Global Game. The crowd chants wildly as the players rush toward the goal. The ball is quickly passed to the striker, who kicks it really hard. The goalie jumps, and his hands reach for the ball. He nearly catches it, but it slips past him. Goal! The crowd explodes, and arms, banners, and flags beat all over the stadium. Wow, what an exciting game! What an exciting soccer game! And hey, what a global game, Siobhan!
Definitely! Like I said earlier, soccer just has that feel. And I know when I'm traveling all over the world, one of the things that unites people and brings them together is soccer.
That's right. To say it's a global game means it's played all over the world. I mean, we have this word globe that means the earth. You know, sometimes a globe can help you in school to learn about our world, because a globe shows you what the world looks like. It shows you all the countries and mountains and rivers and oceans.
Usually it's a big circle, and on the outside of the circle are all the countries of the world. And you can spin it around and point to countries you haven't been to and talk about them.
Right. So to say something is global means you can find it everywhere, all over the world. And you can definitely find this game everywhere. You can find crowds chanting wildly as players rush toward the goal.
Bill, 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 Bill.
Oh, I get it. You're chanting.
Yeah, chanting is just when you say the same thing over and over again. You chant maybe sometimes a word or sometimes a bunch of words. You basically do it to get the other person or the other team really excited about what they're doing.
Right. Do you know a really popular chant here in Taiwan?
I don't know. Tell me, Bill.
Oh, come on. Haven't you heard Jiayou, Jiayou, Jiayou?
I actually have. Yeah, it's one of those chants that I hear sometimes.
Yeah, it means go, go, go. I love it. It really means add gas.
It says here that the crowd is chanting wildly, so all the people who are watching the soccer game are chanting, but they're not just sitting in their seats chanting nicely. They're going crazy. It's wild. And the players are rushing towards the goal. So they're running there and they're getting there really fast.
And of course, soccer is a game played by a team, a group of people that all play the game together. And we see some of the people on the team. We have a striker who kicks the ball really hard at the goal, and the goalie who tries to stop the ball. Now, the goalie can use his hands, but no one else can.
He's the only person in the soccer game that can use his hands, and he has a good reason. He's the one standing in the net that has to stop the ball when the striker comes and kicks it at him really hard.
That's right. So in our story, in the first paragraph, we have a striker kicking the ball, a goalie reaching for it, and he nearly or almost catches it, but it slips past him, and now we have
goal!
That's why the crowd explodes. Arms, banners, flags beat all over the stadium.
This is a strange verb to use here. The crowd is exploding or the crowd explodes. When I think of explode, I think of a bomb going off.
Yeah, it's just something all of a sudden getting really big and loud. So sometimes you have explosions with fire, but here we're talking about what a bomb is like, what an explosion with fire is like, and saying that's what the crowd is like, because they just suddenly get loud.
So everyone is jumping out of their chairs and screaming, and I see arms and banners and flags, and they're all over the stadium. So something important just happened. Somebody scored a goal and got a point, and the crowd loves it.
That's right. Everyone's excited because they're at this global game. Okay, well, there's our first paragraph. It's our introduction to this story. In the next paragraph, we'll begin learning about the game and its history. For now, though, let's hear some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 今天我们要介绍的主题是 soccer, 也就是足球。我们称足球为 the global game。Globe, G-L-O-B-E, 当名词来用指的是地球仪。Global 是形容词，它的意思就是全球的。用 the global game 来形容 soccer， 表示呢 ，soccer is played all over the world， 全世界各地呢都有人在踢足球。第一段就描述足球场上的情景。要看懂足球，必须要先知道几个专有名词，比方说 goal G-O-A-L， 它的意思是球门。但是把球踢进去，球门得分的话呢，我们也喊 goal 这个字。守门员呢是 goalie， 那么把球踢进去的这个前锋呢，称之为 striker。就如同第一句话提到的 The crowd chants wildly， 也就是群众疯狂的欢呼。什么时候呢？ as 后面接的子句告诉我们，当 the players rush toward the goal， the ball is quickly passed to the striker。 striker 后面有一个子句补充告诉我们，这个前锋呢 who kick it really hard， it 呢就指的是前面这个球，被传给他的球呢，他用力的踢，结果踢进去了，因为守门员呢没有守住。 He nearly catches it, but it slips past him. He 指的是 the goalie， 差一点就抓住球了，但是呢 it 呢同样指的是球， slips past him， 也就是滑过他进入了球门里面，当然就得分了，观众非常的兴奋。 The crowd explodes， 我们用这个动词来形容观众的情绪，好像炸弹爆炸一样。 And arms, banners and flags beat all over the stadium， 我们可以看到足球场上呢满是欢呼的旗帜，以及观众高举的双臂。
Okay, we're gonna take a short break now. We'll be right back with more soccer. Welcome back to English for You.This is Bill. Siobhan and I are taking a look at day one of soccer, the global game. It's our sports unit, and here we are on June 19th, looking through our article. Now we just did the first paragraph, so let's read through paragraph two.
In June this year, such excitement will seize the world as Germany hosts the World Cup.Teams from all over the world will compete in 12 German cities. There is a lot of electricity in the air, and millions of people will be glued to their TVs throughout the event. Wow, Bill, I can't believe it's World Cup time again. The World Cup only happens once every 4 years, so whenever it does happen, it really stands out in my mind, meaning I really remember it.
I know. You know where I was 4 years ago during the World Cup?
Where's that, Bill?
I was in the Galapagos Islands in Ecuador, and I remember everyone every night in all the houses, in all the restaurants and bars, they were watching the World Cup.
Wow, South America. I know that they really love soccer down there. It's a part of their life. It's not just a game.
That's right. I mean, the excitement of the soccer game will seize the world as Germany hosts the World Cup in June. So this excitement is just something that everybody has at World Cup time. When something seizes something else, it means it grabs it, it takes it, or catches it very fast, and it holds on hard. So to say excitement seizes the world means...
Well, it just means that it's grabbing the whole world and really taking control of it. I mean, if something seizes you, like happiness, sadness, anger, if you're seized by this emotion, well, it's all you can think about and all you can do. So the whole world is thinking about this amazing thing that's happening.
That's right, the World Cup. And these teams from all over the world will compete in 12 German cities. So we're telling you a little bit about how the World Cup works. These 12 cities in Germany will have games. They will host games, you can say. That means the city is the one who takes care of putting on the game and getting everything ready so that the teams can compete.
Okay, so everyone is competing. There are so many different versions or so many different ways we can say this word. Compete, competition, competitor. There's a lot of different forms. In this one, when we're talking about people competing, basically we mean two people or two teams playing against each other in a competition.
Right. When you compete, you're trying to win. It's like you're playing a game or anything and you want to win. Sometimes students will talk about competing in school. It goes like this. Hey, Siobhan, what did you get on the math test?
Bill, I got a 97. I'm awesome.
Oh, I only got a 96. You did better than me.
Well, we both did pretty well. But it says here in the article that there is a lot of electricity in the air. Electricity, I mean, that's what people use to turn on their lights or use their stove or basically use anything that has energy. So what are we saying here if there's electricity in the air?
Well, it means there's energy in the air. There's a feeling in the air of just excitement and energy, and all these people, millions of them, will be glued to their TVs throughout the event.
Wait a minute, so people are going to take their eyes out of their heads and glue them to their TV sets? I didn't know that that's what people do when they watch the World Cup.
Well, of course, it's so exciting, you never want to take your eyes away from the TV. Now, Siobhan, you don't really glue something of your body to the TV. You just are watching it and you can't look away. It's got the idea that your eyes are glued to the TV, but of course, they're still in your head.
Oh, thank goodness. That would be so weird. So we have here all this electricity in the air, excitement seizing the world, and millions of people watching these amazing games. Wow, the World Cup really is a big event in the whole world.
Well, remember, we're talking about soccer. Here's the biggest event in soccer, the World Cup. It's the end of our second paragraph, so we're ready to move on to the third and learn about the history of soccer. But first, let's hear some Chinese explanation.
接着我们要介绍 the World Cup, 也就是世足赛。世足赛呢 happens once every 4 years, 也就是每四年举行一次。上一届的世足赛呢时间是2002年。当时 Bill 呢人在南美洲的厄瓜多尔。这一届的世足赛呢将会在德国举行，而且时间是6月份。In June this year, such excitement will seize the world as Germany holds the World Cup as 在这里当连接词来用，意思是当德国举办世足赛的时候 ，host 呢当动词来用，当名词来用可以指的是主人。如果是女主人，我们就称之为 hostess，host 后面加上 ess。至于主要子句的动词呢是 sees， 主词提到 such excitement， 这里的 excitement 呢就指的是上一段提到观众这种沸腾的情绪将会抓住全世界。而这个竞赛呢 teams from all over the world will compete in 12 German cities， 动词是 compete， 当我们竞争的时候呢特别是队伍就是 play against each other， 主词是 teams， 后面的介系词片语说明来自于世界各地的队伍呢会在德国的12个城市里头竞赛。下面那句话呢也是描述竞赛发生时候的一些情形。There is a lot of electricity in the air. 这里的 electricity 呢我们可以解释成为是 energy， 非常有活力。然后我们再看到的是 millions of people， 有数以百万计的人 will be glued to their TVs。Be glued to 好像是被粘在被胶粘着，换言之呢他们会盯着电视看，也就是 they can't look away， 因为太精彩了。 Throughout the event， 这里的 event 呢就指的是 the World Cup。
Okay， let's move into the third paragraph， and as always we'll start out by reading through it。No one really knows where and when soccer began. Some historians trace it back to China's ancient Han Dynasty. Cuchu involved kicking a ball through a hole in a long piece of silk. The ancient Greeks and Native Americans played soccer, while it also helped Roman soldiers develop strength and speed. One thing is for sure, the ball has been rolling for centuries.Okay, so no one knows where soccer came from. That's always a funny fact to me. It's the world's most popular game, and no one knows where it's from. But I guess it makes sense. If it's so popular, people must have been playing it for a long time.
Wow, so maybe one day somebody was walking down the road and found something that kind of looked like a ball, decided to make a goal, and then got their friends together. Now we have this amazing game, and it's stuck around forever.
Well, I think tomorrow we'll learn about one place that ball possibly came from. Today, though, we're learning that some historians trace soccer back to China's ancient Han Dynasty.Ah, so historians are people that study history, and they're tracing soccer back to some time in history, to the time of China's Han Dynasty.
Oh, okay, so we have them tracing it back or basically following the history back in time to try to see where it came from. But they don't really know for sure. It just says some historians, so some people who study history...Perhaps think. So basically that means we don't know.
Yeah, you know, this phrase is great. When you trace something, well, it means that you take maybe your pencil and you put a piece of paper you can just see through on top of some picture. And then you can draw that picture on your piece of paper you can see through and you're tracing what's below. So the idea is there's information.And kind of like clues, little bits of information that can help you answer a question, you follow them, one to the next, and trace something back.
Yeah, so I can imagine putting my finger on a piece of paper and following a line and following it back in time to see where soccer came from or to see where any information came from.We have here, though, people involved in kicking a ball through a hole in a long piece of silk. Okay, so this is maybe how they played soccer back in this ancient dynasty.
When something is involved in something else, it means they're connected. It means that's what the first thing is all about. So this old game named Cuchu involved kicking this ball or was all about kicking the ball through a hole.In a long piece of silk. We also see in this paragraph that many other people played some form of soccer.
The ancient Greeks and Native Americans played soccer, while it also helped Roman soldiers develop strength and speed. Wow, so even way back in time, we see soccer being played all over the world. It truly is a global game.
That's right. One thing is for sure, the ball has been rolling for centuries. So we're just saying people have been playing soccer for a long time. All right, there's our third paragraph. Let's listen to some Chinese explanation.
第三段讲到的是足球的历史。没有人确实的知道它开始的时间以及地点。不过 ,some historians traced it back to China's ancient Han dynasty. Trace 一个东西 back to 后面可以接上时间或者是地点，也就是追溯到这个时间或者是这个地点。我们追溯到呢是古代的汉代，当时的足球呢称之为蹴鞠。那么蹴鞠这个游戏呢 involved kicking a ball through a hole in a long piece of silk， 所以当时呢是把球踢到一片丝布的洞里面。The ancient Greeks and Native Americans played soccer. 古代的希腊人以及美国的原住民，他们也踢足球。While it also helped Roman soldiers develop strength and speed. While 呢，在这里是一个连接词的用法，形成一个对比。然而足球呢，同样的也帮助了罗马的士兵来增强发展他们的体力以及速度。虽然我们不确定足球开始的时间以及地点， One thing is for sure， 有一件事情呢是我们能够确定的，就是冒号里头的这句话 The ball has been rolling for centuries。 这句话用的是现在完成进行式，表示呢足球从过去以来到现在呢一直有人在玩这种游戏。换言之， People have been playing soccer for a long time。
Okay, let's take another short break now. We'll be right back with more English for you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to English for You. I'm sitting here with Bill, and we're talking about soccer, the global game. The article started out by imagining that we were at a soccer game. We had here all the people in the audience, the crowd going crazy for the team, and suddenly the striker scores a goal. The crowd is so happy. I mean, this is one of those feelings that you get when you're at a soccer game.Then we talked about how the World Cup is coming. It happens once every 4 years, and it's taking place in Germany. People are really excited. Then Bill and I traveled back in time where some historians tried to guess where soccer came from. We had the ancient Chinese, Greeks, Native Americans, and Roman soldiers all playing soccer centuries ago. It really is an old game. It's played all over the world, and it's a lot of fun.
That's right. It's a great game that we're talking about today and for the next 2 days. Right now, we're finished with day one, so let's read through the article one more time. The crowd chants wildly as the players rush toward the goal. The ball is quickly passed to the striker, who kicks it really hard. The goalie jumps, and his hands reach for the ball. He nearly catches it, but it slips past him. Goal! The crowd explodes, and arms, banners, and flags beat all over the stadium.
In June this year, such excitement will seize the world as Germany hosts the World Cup. Teams from all over the world will compete in 12 German cities. There is a lot of electricity in the air, and millions of people will be glued to their TVs throughout the event.
No one really knows where and when soccer began. Some historians trace it back to China's ancient Han Dynasty. Suchu involved kicking a ball through a hole in a long piece of silk. The ancient Greeks and Native Americans played soccer, while it also helped Roman soldiers develop strength and speed. One thing is for sure, the ball has been rolling for centuries. Okay, let's take a closer look at our vocabulary, Siobhan.
Global. Today, the internet has turned the world into a global community.
Chant. Fans started chanting, "We want more!" when the rock star left the stage.
Explode. The audience exploded with cheers when their team won the game.
Seize. Danny was seized with fear when he saw the big dog.
Compete. My school's basketball team competed with a team from across town.
Okay, there's our vocabulary, and we've got this interesting sentence for you here. It's kind of complicated, so let's make sure our listeners understand it.
It's trace back to.
And when you trace something back to something, it means you're following information to learn some answer to a question. So, for example, maybe I want to know where this old, old book I have found comes from. I learn about it. I learn about who had it before me. I go step by step and I trace it back to, or trace the book back to, its original owner.
Okay, so maybe you have a bunch of ideas or a bunch of clues and you're following a trail of them back in time to really figure out what's going on.
Now here's another example of how you can use this sentence for you. So Siobhan, I saw on the news about that horrible crime. Did the police catch the person who committed the crime?
Yes. They traced his car back to his house and caught him.
Oh, so they found some information that showed the police where the car was. They went and found the car. There's the house, and there's the bad guy.
Wow, it all worked out. That's what happens sometimes when you trace information back.
That's right, and you can also learn where soccer maybe came from. This game we'll talk about for 2 more days, so we really hope you all come back for more Soccer, the Global Game. Until then, I'm Bill.
And my name's Siobhan.
See you next time.